With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Eagle River police are cautioning about the dangers of fentanyl after a suspected drug overdose death. Tuesday morning at 2:16, police were called to a report of an unresponsive person at a residence in Eagle River. First responders tried to save them, but the person was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators are working to determine the circumstances surrounding the death and the source of any substances involved. They remind the public illicit drugs may contain fentanyl or other highly potent synthetic opioids, significantly increasing the risk of overdose. They say to call 911 immediately if an overdose is suspected, as prompt medical attention and administration of Narcan can save a life. Narcan is available to the public at the Eagle River Police Department as part of the Law Enforcement Leave Behind program. Property owners are suing the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. They allege the tribe is restricting their access to a boat launch on private property. Joe Scholes reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
The White Sand Lake Association and its members filed a lawsuit against the tribe in federal court earlier this month. White Sand Lake is a more than 1,200-acre lake in Lac du Flambeau. According to the lawsuit, the association built a boat launch on the private property of a homeowner, but the tribe claimed the boat launch violated its tribal code. Eventually, the tribe took the association to tribal court, where it won an injunction blocking association members from using the boat launch. The property owners say that goes against precedent set by the U.S. Supreme Court. In a statement, the tribe said it had a stewardship responsibility to the lands, waters, and cultural resources within the exterior boundaries of the reservation. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. Wildfire smoke from Minnesota and Ontario is dropping air quality in the region. The Wisconsin DNR issued an advisory until noon Thursday. There is a chance it will be extended beyond that. There is the potential for hazardous air quality levels. At these levels, people are encouraged to limit physical outdoor activities. Children, elderly, and those with underlying health conditions like asthma or heart disease are most at risk for health complications. Democratic candidates for a congressional seat that covers much of north-central Wisconsin met in a debate Tuesday night. WJFW Television hosted the debate featuring Fred Clark, Ginger Murray, and Chris Armstrong. Clark is a former legislator and the executive director of Wisconsin Green Fire.
What I've learned in my career as a forester, my career as a community leader, and my career as a state rural representative is that our small communities work when everybody works together. I want to bring that same spirit to Washington, D.C., and represent the people of northern Wisconsin.
Murray, a small business owner and lawyer from the Northwoods, thought the success of recent Supreme Court candidates in the district showed people are ready to vote blue.
They are looking for a progressive candidate. They are tired of the corruption that is happening in Washington, D.C. They want people who are listening and showing up, talking to the folks here, and who will stand for justice. As a lawyer, that's been my entire career, defending the Constitution.
Chris Armstrong, a New Richmond resident and the owner of an IT business, says people want someone who will advocate for them.
It's not just Democrats, but it's also independents and Republicans that are really sick of the status quo. You know, they're really frustrated with this administration being, you know, corrupt and criminal, not being held accountable, not following the Constitution. And I think we just need, you know, a fresh perspective.
Republicans Nina Baum, Jesse Eben, Kevin Hermaning, and Michael Alfonso participated in a similar debate last week. A primary election to reduce the field of candidates is August 11th. Pine Lake Fire and Rescue sold more than 200,000 pounds of ice during the Hodag Country Festival. The department's quarters are on the way to the festival grounds just outside of Rhinelander, and they use the ice sale to raise money. The more than 10,000 bags sold make the event one of the department's biggest fundraisers of the year. Money from this year's sales will go towards firefighting equipment. Pine Lake Fire and Rescue says fundraisers throughout the year help to offset the cost to taxpayers. They also filled several hundred campers supplying non-potable water for while they camped on the grounds. In addition, Pine Lake Fire and Rescue provided some emergency services, with several carbon monoxide calls they responded to on the festival grounds. Assets of a scammer who swindled millions from investors in north central Wisconsin will be auctioned off. The U.S. Attorney for Western Wisconsin says assets seized from Stanley Popeful of Wausau will be offered for sale online through public auction starting July 28th. The 64-year-old Popeful pleaded guilty on June 12th to wire fraud and money laundering after defrauding 190 investors out of $14.25 million. As part of the investigation, law enforcement agencies more than 600 items Popeful purchased using investor funds, including hundreds of snowmobiles that he stored in a rented warehouse. He's scheduled to be sentenced September 2nd. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.